Hello and welcome to another episode of Understanding Your Medicare Summary Notice. I'm your host, Sarah, and today we're diving deep into the complexities of Medicare Summary Notices, or MSNs for short. Whether you're new to Medicare or have been a beneficiary for years, understanding your MSN is crucial for managing your healthcare expenses and ensuring you're not being overcharged. Mastering your Medicare Summary Notice, unlock the secrets to understanding what an MSN is, why reviewing it is crucial, and how to interpret Parts A and B. Discover actionable steps to take upon receiving your MSN and the essentials of record keeping and privacy to manage your healthcare responsibly. 1. What is a Medicare Summary Notice? An overview. Let's start with the basics. The Medicare Summary Notice is not a bill. It's a quarterly statement provided by Medicare that outlines all the medical services and supplies billed to Medicare on your behalf during a specific 3-month period. Each notice covers either Medicare Part A, focusing on inpatient services, or Medicare Part B, which includes outpatient services like doctor visits and diagnostic tests. Why every Medicare beneficiary should pay attention to the MSN? Understanding your Medicare Summary Notice is crucial for several reasons. Financial transparency. The MSN helps you keep track of your out-of-pocket costs and Medicare's share, ensuring financial transparency in your healthcare journey. Error detection. Regularly reviewing your MSN enables you to spot any discrepancies or errors in billing. This is essential for safeguarding against overcharging and potential healthcare fraud. How to access your Medicare Summary Notice online. One of the modern conveniences is the ability to access your Medicare Summary Notice online. To do this, create an online Medicare account and opt for electronic MSNs, often termed eMSNs. This eco-friendly choice not only speeds up the delivery but also allows you to review your Medicare claims anytime you wish. Key components of a Medicare Summary Notice. Your MSN is divided into several important sections. 1. Claims Overview. This part provides a detailed list of services rendered, the dates, and the approval status of each claim. 2. Financial Breakdown. Here, you'll see the financials clearly laid out, what Medicare paid and what you might owe the healthcare provider. 3. Appeal Procedures. If something seems off, the MSN also includes instructions on how to file an appeal, a crucial step in ensuring you're not unjustly charged. 2. The Importance of Reviewing Your Medicare Summary Notice, MSN. Financial Transparency and Accountability. First and foremost, the Medicare Summary Notice serves as a financial ledger for your healthcare activities. It details all the services and treatments billed to Medicare on your behalf over a specific period, usually quarterly. This level of transparency allows you to understand how much Medicare has paid for each service and what portion, if any, is your responsibility. It ensures that you are accountable only for the services you have received, helping you to avoid any unexpected medical bills. Error identification and fraud prevention. With healthcare billing being a complex process, errors can occur. Whether it's a service that was billed incorrectly or a treatment that was never received, these mistakes can cost you. Reviewing your MSN helps in identifying such errors early on. But beyond mere errors, the MSN can also serve as a tool to spot instances of fraud. Unrecognized charges could be an indication of identity theft or fraudulent billing. Taking the time to review your Medicare Summary Notice gives you a chance to rectify these issues before they escalate. Filing appeals and resolving discrepancies. The MSN is not just a statement of services but also a document that allows you to take action. If you disagree with how a service was billed or believe that Medicare should have covered a service that it didn't, the MSN provides a guide on how to file an appeal. This ensures you have a channel to resolve discrepancies and fight for your healthcare rights. Keeping track of deductibles and out-of-pocket costs. Understanding your financial obligations doesn't end at the services billed, it extends to your deductibles and out-of-pocket costs as well. The Medicare Summary Notice provides a running tally of these expenses, helping you budget accordingly and avoid unexpected costs. Tax planning and record keeping. If you itemize deductions on your income tax returns, your healthcare costs can be a significant part of that. The MSN serves as an official record for tax purposes, helping you document your medical expenses accurately. This function makes it a valuable asset at tax time and explains why you should keep this document for at least 3 years after the tax filing deadline. 3. Reading the MSN, understanding Part A and Part B. MSN Part A, Inpatient Services. Part A of the MSN focuses primarily on inpatient services you've received. This could range from stays in a hospital to care in a skilled nursing facility, certain home health services, and even hospice care. The section offers detailed insights into Dates of your inpatient services, knowing when services were provided helps you match these with your own records. Deductible amounts, this shows how much of your annual deductible has been met. Medicare approval status, it indicates whether Medicare has approved all the inpatient claims made. Amount you may be billed, this is a crucial figure that outlines what you might owe to the healthcare provider. Understanding Part A of your Medicare summary notice allows you to be proactive in managing your inpatient healthcare needs and costs. MSN Part B, outpatient services. Contrary to Part A, Part B of the MSN deals with outpatient services, which include diagnostic tests, doctor's visits, ambulance services, and other outpatient costs. Like Part A, Part B also provides dates of service. This helps you align the MSN with your own healthcare records. Deductible status. Knowing how much of your deductible has been met can help you budget for the rest of the year. Approval and billing information. It outlines whether Medicare approved the outpatient claims and what you may owe. By scrutinizing Part B, you get a thorough understanding of your outpatient activities, allowing you to manage your healthcare finances effectively. How to utilize this information? Both Part A and Part B of your Medicare summary notice offer a wealth of information, but it's up to you to utilize this data effectively. Whether it's preparing for potential costs, disputing a claim, or even spotting a potential error, this document is an indispensable tool for proactive healthcare management. Why both parts matter? While Part A and Part B serve different functions, together they provide a comprehensive view of your healthcare financial landscape. Understanding both is crucial for anyone looking to navigate the intricacies of Medicare and their personal healthcare journey effectively. 4. What to do upon receiving your Medicare summary notice, MSN. So, you've just received your Medicare summary notice, MSN, in the mail or accessed it online. What next? This document is more than just a piece of paper, it's a comprehensive record of your healthcare activities billed to Medicare. It's crucial to know exactly what steps to take upon receiving this important document to manage your healthcare effectively. Here's a detailed guide on what to do upon receiving your Medicare summary notice. Review the document thoroughly. The first and most important step is to review your Medicare summary notice meticulously. Ensure that all the services listed were actually received and that the amounts billed align with your own records. This is your first line of defense against any billing errors or potential fraud. Compare with other healthcare documents. Your next step should be to compare the information on the MSN with bills, receipts, and statements from your healthcare providers. This cross-referencing is crucial for validating the services you've been billed for. If you notice any discrepancies, this is the time to act. Contact your healthcare provider for clarifications. If you find services you didn't receive or charges that seem higher than they should be, contact your healthcare provider for clarification. Ask for itemized bills and compare them with your Medicare summary notice to resolve any inconsistencies. File an appeal if necessary. The MSN also provides information on how to file an appeal if you disagree with any Medicare decision regarding your services or costs. If you believe a service should have been covered or that a particular charge is incorrect, you have the right to appeal. Your MSN will include detailed instructions about the appeals process, including deadlines and necessary forms. Keep records for tax purposes. If you itemize your tax deductions, the MSN can serve as a record of your medical expenses. Keep your Medicare summary notices filed in a safe place for at least 3 years following the tax filing deadline. These documents can be invaluable in case of an IRS audit. Safeguard your personal information. After reviewing and possibly filing your MSN, it's crucial to store it in a secure location. If you no longer need to keep it, make sure to shred the document to protect against any potential identity theft. Opt for electronic records. If you haven't already, consider switching to electronic Medicare summary notices, EMSNs. These are easy to access, environmentally friendly, and can be more secure than paper records, which can get lost or stolen. 5. Record keeping and privacy. Managing your healthcare effectively goes beyond just understanding your medical bills and services. It also involves meticulous record keeping and privacy measures, particularly when dealing with sensitive documents like your Medicare summary notice, MSN. These crucial aspects are often overlooked but are integral to both your financial well-being and personal security. The importance of record keeping. Maintaining accurate records of your healthcare activities is not just a good practice, it's a necessity. Your Medicare summary notice serves as an official record of the services you've received and the financial obligations that come with them. These records can serve multiple purposes. Tax documentation. If you itemize your deductions, your MSNs can be used to document your medical expenses. It's advisable to keep these records for at least 3 years after the tax filing deadline, which aligns with the period the IRS has to initiate an audit. Dispute resolution. In case of discrepancies or disputes with your healthcare provider or even Medicare itself, your Medicare summary notice is your first point of reference. Having a well-maintained record can streamline the process of resolving disputes or filing appeals. Privacy concerns with MSN. As with any document that contains sensitive personal information, there are privacy concerns associated with your Medicare summary notice. The MSN contains critical data, including your Medicare number, which could be a target for identity thieves. Secure storage. Therefore, it's imperative to store your Medicare summary notices securely. Whether it's a locked file cabinet or a secure digital storage service, make sure your MSNs are not easily accessible. Shredding physical copies. If you decide to dispose of older MSNs, merely throwing them away is not sufficient. To protect your privacy, shred the physical copies to ensure that the information cannot be pieced back together. Conclusion. Ready to take control of your healthcare journey? With TMT Insurance, you're not just getting Medicare coverage, you're gaining a partner committed to helping you navigate the complexities of healthcare. From understanding your Medicare summary notice to ensuring your records are secure, we're with you every step of the way. Experience the peace of mind that comes from informed, responsible healthcare management. Contact TMT Insurance today and let's build a healthier future together. Well, that wraps up today's episode on Understanding Your Medicare Summary Notice. A big thank you to our expert guests for their invaluable insights. Remember, understanding your MSN is not just about reading a document, it's about empowering yourself to make informed healthcare decisions. If you found this episode helpful, please consider subscribing and sharing it with others who might benefit. I'm Sarah, your host, signing off. Until next time, take care and stay informed.